Okay, the short review share of the Zechnish was Malka Bas Reb Chaim, whose yard site I believe is today. The daf we learned today was Brachas Daf Mem Beis. On the very top of Daf Mem Beis, the Gemara discusses saying Hamotzi when you're Koveya Sudan, Pasa Bava Kislin. Even though typically Pasa Bava Kislin gets Mizonos, if a person is Koveya Sudan, Pasa Bava Kislin, then it becomes Hamotzi. The Gemara also discusses four different shitos of when we assume that the meal is considered to be over. Nafkamina is if you already consider the meal over and then you decide to eat more, so it's going to require a new Bracha. So there are four different opinions that are mentioned in the Gemara. One is that if a person finishes eating, so that's when the meal is over. The other opinion is that when they remove the table from in front of them, the meal is over. A third opinion is that haragil b'shemen, if someone is in the habit of rubbing oil on their hands after the meal, so then when they rub the oil on their hands, that's their sign that the meal is over. And the fourth opinion is mayim achronin, that once a person washes mayim achronin, that's assumed to be that the meal is over. And then the Gemara, before the Mishnah, lists off four cases where we say tekef, where we say that the two things are supposed to be in very close proximity to each other. Tekef l'smicha shchita, shortly after smicha, one is supposed to do shchita. Tekef l'gu'ula tefila, that we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, how shortly after gu'ula, we have to be somech gu'ula l'tefila. And tekef l'netila bracha, shortly after washing mayim achronim, that's how we got into this topic. Shortly after washing mayim achronim, we should right away bench, and that's why mayim achronim is considered to be, according to that one shita, the end of the meal. And then the Gemara added a fourth takeoff, which isn't really like the other three, because it's not really talking about chronologically close to something, but just saying that being in proximity to something is very good, and that is takeoff for Talmid Chacham Bracha, that if a person stays close to Talmid Chachamim, so he'll find a lot of Bracha in his life. Two different psukim the Gemara suggests of what the source might be for that rule. Then the Mishnah on the bottom, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, tells us three basic rules. Rule number one is that wine and parperes before a meal will cover the wine or parperes that one has during the meal. Rule number two, bread will exempt any parperes, but parperes will not exempt any bread that one has during the meal. I mean, the bracha of hamotzi, that one makes some bread, will exempt any parperes that a person has during the course of the meal. And the third rule is that if you're sitting down, everyone should make their own bracha, but if you're leaning, that's considered a greater sense of kvius, and when all the people are leaning at the same table, only one person has to make a bracha, because then they're considered to be more kavua together. On the top of Membeis and Membeis, the Mishnah tells us that wine, if a person has wine during the meal, then everybody should be mevarich on the wine, but wine after the meal, you have only one person be mevarich for everybody after the meal, and not only that, but that same one person who's mevarich for everybody else after the meal should also be the one to be mevarich on the mugmar. The mugmar is some type of incense or spice that they would smell after the meal, so the same person should be mevarich on the mugmar. That's going to lead us into all birchas hareach sugya in tomorrow's daf imirz Hashem. Then the Gemara tells us that when you plan on having more wine, like on Shabbos and Yantif, where there's always going to be more coming out later, so the wine before the meal will exempt the wine that you're going to have later. But if you generally don't plan on having more wine, then each new cup of wine that comes is going to require a new bracha. The Gemara raises the shaila whether wine that's drunk during the meal will exempt wine after the meal. We know wine before the meal will exempt wine after the meal, because both of those wines are serving the same purpose. They're both lishtos, it's both to drink. But wine during the meal is for a completely different purpose. Ze lishtos v'ze lishros. The wine after the meal is for drinking. The wine during the meal is to let the food settle properly in your stomach. So maybe they have two completely different functions. The Gemara therefore is not sure whether wine during the meal is going to exempt wine after the meal. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara then questions Beis Shammai at a very cryptic line in the Mishnah, where Beis Shammai mentions something that he disagrees with the Tanakhama, but he wasn't abundantly clear what he meant when he said afalo maisa kadera. So we're not sure, does Beis Shammai mean that pas doesn't exempt maisa kadera, or that parperes doesn't exempt maisa kadera? The Gemara wasn't sure what Beis Shammai meant. He left it as a teku. We weren't certain. And then the very last thing we learned on the daf today was that if a group verbally decides on eating in a given location, then even if they sit and they don't lean, that's considered to be a great sense of kvius, and one person could be mevarich for all of them. Typically, if you sit, you need everyone to make their own bracha. But once they decide on a given location, then one person could make the bracha for all of them. And that was the halacha that the Talmidim of Rav didn't know on the way back from his levaya, when they decided to go to a given place, and they didn't know whether one, but they sat, they didn't lean, they didn't know whether one person could make the bracha, or they all had to make their own bracha. And one of the Talmidim got up, and he, Ravad Barava, and he tore Kriya again. He obviously tore Kriya once already, but he tore Kriya again again for Rav, and he said that famous line, "Nach nafshe de Rav ubirchas mazana lo gamrinan." The Rav has passed away, and we don't even know how to bench properly till someone set him straight and said, "Once you chose a location, one person could bench for everybody." That's a line that Rav Shechti used in his hesped for Rav Soloveitchik, I believe. That and when I asked him last year, if you had a few more minutes with Rav Soloveitchik, what would you ask him about? He said, "What would I ask him? There are a million things I would ask him about. I would ask that there are dozens of things that come up every day. I feel birchas mazana, even the day-to-day things. We don't even know how to do when we lose our Gedolei Yisrael."